This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. David, USA Prepares instructor, is on the telephone from Illinois. I just wanted to mention that we're talking about the New Madrid Fault. It had an uplift in 1812, and it was so severe that across the state of Missouri, that the violence was so severe that it caused the Mississippi to flow backwards. And as you all know, the Mississippi is one of the largest rivers in the world. And by the way, USA Prepares instructor Andy Gibbs sent me this very short video/audio, and it's about this man's son who decided to try a social experiment. Now, this man has kind of a southern drawl, and it's a little difficult to understand what he's saying, so I'd like you to listen very, very carefully. It's only 32 seconds. So, here we go.
Well, my son come in the other day with a black T-shirt on, had big orange writing on it, said, "I voted for Joe Biden." He said he's doing a social experiment, said he's going to wear it around all weekend long and just see what happens, see how people react. So far, he's been spit on, slapped, kicked, threatened several times. And I tried to tell him it's just going to get worse when he goes outside and leaves the house.
Yep.
My sentiments exactly. So, and that goes to my question of weeks ago. You know, what would you do if you had a friend who voted for that stumble bum? Would he still be your friend? And you'd have to be an idiot to still have a friend who supports this regime. It's unbelievable. So that was a little bit of humor. Thank you very much, Andy Gibbs, my former business partner in the satellite communications industry, as well as an entrepreneur currently, and a USA Prepares instructor. David, you bring a very valid question about how do these cruise ships get this expansion, this communication of the China genocide when they have been inspected. Another way of looking at it is, well, maybe, just maybe, the people who are inspecting and testing for COVID don't do a good job. Maybe a few people slip through the cracks. Or maybe the test is not accurate. I mean, there are a whole bunch of variables, subterfuge, you know, lying. There's a lot that could explain this. None of it's any good, right? None of it.
Right. Well, you see where I'm going with this. If we're supposed to believe them, then how either one? I don't care. You could choose either one. The one that was quarantined, that was sitting isolated for months with nobody on it, or the one that everybody was vaccinated and tested before they even boarded. So either one. Now, you go back to thinking, back to, what was it, Y2K or the Mayan calendar, when all the rich people said, we're going to go spend this time on these ships way out in the ocean so we're safe from any, if anything happens. Well, I wonder what they're thinking now.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so here's my response, and I said I would give a response. So the question is, If they lie, this is my response, class. I'm not telling anybody what to do. If they lie about everything, if they say that, well, we are not going to tax you for the miles driven in your vehicle, and they say, well, no, actually, we are going to. No, we're not going to tax you for the miles that you drive. Well, yes, we are, and they keep changing their mind. That is lying. I mean, they may say, well, we're just changing our mind, you know, every couple of weeks. I would say they're lying to us. Because if you want to buy a vehicle and you're thinking, well, am I going to be taxed for this? I guess I'm going to be taxed for it, so I won't buy it. No, I'm not going to be taxed for it, so I will buy it. These people are affecting your purchase decisions based on the lies that they release through the media. So, are they going to tax per miles driven? Yes, no, yes, no. Yeah, you will wear a mask. No, it's okay. You don't need it. You can't leave the country. You can't enter the country unless you've been tested. No, it's okay. We'll let immigrants, illegals, come into the country. Well, because they're not going to be here so long, so it's no big deal. I mean, these people just cannot tell us the truth. So if they lie, and lie about everything, are you obligated to tell them the truth when they ask you questions? And my answer is the same as what Rich Sheban has been telling our class. If they can do it without repercussions, then you should be able to do it too. Let's say it that way.
No, it goes back to what my father always told me years, and I even said this on your show a long time ago. Here at the government, it doesn't matter what we tell you. It doesn't matter how ridiculous it is, as long as we give you a statement, and then we can chuckle about it later, because what are you going to do to us? He said, what are you going to do? He would even ask me, he said, what do you think you're going to do? Do you think we care? We're
David,
the government. What are you going to do?
David, they own the guns. They own the cannons. They own the Zyklon B or its equivalent. They own the gas chambers. They own the electric chairs. They own the police. They own it all. They own the rules. They own the changing of the rules. They own the retroactive changing of the rules, meaning here are the rules. Oh, well, no, actually we changed it, and it's effective 2 years ago. So we can't play by the rules. Because the rules are a moving target. And when people lie, like this stumblebum, what credibility does our nation have with someone like that lying to other nations? We have squandered the trust that other nations had, H-A-D, in us. We've squandered it. We've squandered it in 8 months. 8 months we've squandered it. And it takes generations to restore that trust. Because each one of these lying sacks of protoplasm, called also known as politicians, they all say the same thing. We have to do better. We have to do better. We have to learn from our mistakes. Really? How about not making mistakes? How about avoiding mistakes? And you know, they say entrepreneurs are risk takers. Vincent Finelli is an entrepreneur. Vincent Finelli is terrified of making mistakes. That's why he teaches the class on mini-max regret. What's your maximum regret? That would be making a mistake. How do you minimize that maximum regret? You do things to avoid making mistakes. That anyone who says that entrepreneurs are risk takers is an idiot. Entrepreneurs are risk averse. They're terrified of risk, and they do everything they can to minimize it. Now, someone who appears to be an entrepreneur, who takes reckless risks, is a gambler. Okay? Not an entrepreneur, a gambler. And we've got a guy who is feckless in the administration. He is feckless. So, what does feckless mean? Well, feckless means reckless, careless. Feckless means it means so many weak. It means irresponsible. It means ineffectual. It means incompetent. It means indifferent. It means lazy. It means having no sense of responsibility. Does that describe the guy that I've been referring to as the stumble bum? How about the word inept? How about the word incompetent? How about showing a lack of care for consequences? Behaved like an irresponsible idiot. Am I getting close? Gwyneth, any comments?
How about Alzheimer's patient?
Well, and you know, the only problem I have with that, and I think it's true. I think he has it. It used to be called hardening of the arteries. But I think he has it to a very serious degree. But that will be used to excuse his reckless, feckless, irresponsible, inept, incompetent behavior. They'll say, well, he's got Alzheimer's. Well, his wife, who he allegedly sleeps with, knows the truth. He ought to say, honey, you know, you're going to cause a war. You're going to get even more people killed. You know, I love you a lot, but you're not the same guy that stole me from my previous husband. You've become a bumbling idiot. You've become a stumble bump. We got to get you out of here before you do even more damage. See, that's what she should be saying. She is responsible. The media is responsible. And his regime is responsible for allowing this to continue.
He's an embarrassment. He really is. That's how it seems from the outside, all right? You know, when he gets up on the stage and he just rambles on like, you know, 50 words that don't even make sense when they're strung together in a sentence. That's just
his regime.
Just shake the head.
His regime is terrified of him because they don't know what he's going to do when he goes, quote, off script. They tell him what he's supposed to say. They probably have him memorize it. And they say, Mr. President, please, it's really important. Don't take questions.
Well, they even give him question cards and who to ask before they ask when he's standing up there giving them. And then he messes that up.
Right. No, that's, well, class, look up feckless. F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. F-E-C-K-L-E-S-S. And you will see we're describing the stumble bum. David, we've got Kathy on the line. Is there anything else that you would like to say?
No. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks, Gwyneth. How you doing? So, all right, later.
Thank you, David. Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. How are you?
I'm just watching Rome burn, Kathy. Can you see it from Ohio? I mean,
yeah, I can. Yeah,
I can see it from where I am. I'm only about 200 miles from it.
Yeah. Well, Kathy, we're going into a break. I know you'd like to talk about cruise ships because that's what it says on the call screen. So we'll be with you in, just after these few short commercial announcements. Class, we don't beg for money here at USA Prepares. We don't accept money. We have sponsors, or GCN has sponsors that pay our
bills. Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and we're watching Rome burn. We're talking about earthquakes, we're talking about lockdowns, we're talking about people's reactions. And Kathy has joined us. Kathy is a USA Preparedness instructor. She's our domestic engineer. Kathy, you had something to say about cruise ships?
Yeah, I have a very, very close person that I know that works on them. And a few things. There's a lot of people who don't want to get the vaccine that are they're mandating it. And I believe these people are not going. They're just canceling their trips. The other thing, the last time when they had the lockdown, there were several cruise ships that the people that worked on there were literally forced to stay on for 6 months because no port would take them. And I guess it was just miserable for these people. And the other thing is that every time they think they've got what they need for the protocol, the CDC keeps adding more and more things they have to do, which is, I guess, making it nearly impossible to follow these protocols. So how are they going to keep the, how are they going to keep it done if that's the way it is?
So the CDC is a private corporation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So actually, you got to ask yourself, who are they to tell corporate corporations, worldwide corporations, what to do? Who are they? And who are these bureau rats telling people that if there are 100 people or more in employment, they will take the vaccine. So I think what's going to happen is once they try to roll this out, I think what will happen is Australia is roughly 1/10 the population of the United States and about 78, almost the same size as the United States, but 1/10 the population. So it's a great testing ground for these global manipulators, the committee, to set up a little test, actually it's a big test, in Australia and see what the reaction is. Because it won't be so bad there because the Australians have been conned into releasing their weapons. We haven't been conned yet into releasing our weapons. So I would think that there's going to be lead flying when they try to pull this stunt here. And I think, Gwyneth, would you say that Australia is being used as a testing ground for a global rollout?
Yeah, absolutely. I've known about this policy of the globalists for almost 30 years. That I'm talking about 29 years ago, I read a book. It's actually a series of books. The author is now passed on. But he was a preacher, and his name was called Barry Smith. And he wrote four books, actually I think five books, Warning, Second Warning, Final Notice, and PS. And I think he might have written a fifth book, which was PPS. And those five books basically describe everything that the globalists were always going to do. And I read, I think I read most of them. I don't think I read PPS. But I'm sure that you could still buy those books on Amazon, okay, because back in the day they were just everywhere. In the Christian bookshop community, and for a while I was working in a Christian bookshop, and so, you know, they were quite well-known books. And he said exactly what everything that was going to happen. And so I've been planning this. He was writing about it since the mid 1980s. He started writing about it, so that would be 35, 40 years ago. He was writing about it. It might have been since the early 1980s. But I'm not sure when he started writing, but he. He was sitting at his television set watching George Herbert Walker Bush make his famous New World Order speech. And he was there sort of egging George Bush on, saying, "Come on, Georgie, say it! Say it, Georgie, say it!" And when Herbert Walker Bush, George Bush Sr., finally said, "A new world order," it's a very famous speech, he actually jumped up and he said, "I knew you would say it. I knew it." And he was excited, but he wasn't excited in a good way. He was excited with trepidation.
This will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed a partisan bill on Tuesday to fund the government through early December, along with a measure to raise the debt ceiling through December 2022. Republican Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky says the Democrats are not talking to Republicans about this most serious issue.
This one is not being negotiated on a bipartisan basis, because obviously we're not involved in any bipartisan discussion regarding the reckless taxing and spending legislation that they are having apparently some challenges in putting together because of its comprehensive reach and because of its devastating impact on the American economy. The debt ceiling will be raised, as it always should be, but it will be raised by the Democrats.
A body found in Wyoming over the weekend is that of Gabby Petito. Homicide is the cause of death. The search continues for her lifelong sweetheart, Brian Laundrie. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The body found over the weekend near a campsite in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito. The Teton coroner ruled the cause of death a homicide. Forensic scientist Lawrence Kowalinski on CNN says although the coroner did not give specifics to the media about the cause of death, it is known by investigators.
Coroner Brent Blue has to make a determination as to whether it's an accident or a suicide, a homicide, natural cause death, or indeterminate. And the fact that this death was called a homicide would tell me that they must have a cause of death. They're not declaring it at this point because the autopsy is not completed. You need toxicology reports, microscopic investigation. There's a lot of information that has to be put together to finalize the autopsy report. But it indicates to me that there's clear evidence of not only the fact that it is a homicide, they know the cause of death.
Gabby Petito, a native of Blue Point, Long Island, was reported missing on 11 September after going on a cross-country trip with her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie. Mr. Laundrie is a person of interest and is on the run. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has offered state resources in the search for Laundrie. On the president's schedule today, President Biden convenes a virtual COVID summit on the margins of the United Nations General Assembly. That will take place from the Oval Office starting about 11 o'clock this morning, Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kathy, you're talking about cruise ships, and and I've been asked to, or it's been suggested that many years and years and years ago, a friend suggested that you ought to try cruise. It is just great. The food is great. And I'm thinking, see, you get on the ship, you're hostage to the ship. You can't get off. You got to go where they go. If something goes wrong, you're a sitting duck. And if the food is bad, you're going to eat it and you're going to get sick. Other people are going to get sick. And this was way before the China genocide. And there are cruises to nowhere. You get in this big ship and you waste fuel, you pollute the globe. And by the way, we can't leave the globe, right now. We're kind of stuck here. So why would I want to participate in something like that? So, Kathy, you bring up some very good points. I have no desire, and I will not get on a cruise. It's a cruise ship. It makes no sense to me. Nor will I get on an airplane. Nor will I get on a train or a subway or even a taxi cab or a Lyft or an Uber. If I'm going, I'm either going to hoof it, I'm going to ride a horse, or I'm going to drive my car or walk. That's it. Kathy, any other concerns?
Well, I wanted to say to Gwyneth that I think about her all the time and I pray for her. And I wanted to ask her what lessons that she has learned from the lockdown and what items did, and I know her circumstance is different because she's in Australia, but some of them may pertain to us too, but what items would she tell people to have? I mean, the obvious ones I know are like food and water, but is there certain things that she would recommend? And I just pray for you, Gwyneth.
Oh, thank you very much for that. Yeah, if you're in the United States, at the top of my list, okay, if I was in the United States, which I'm not, okay, and I'm not saying that I have any of this item in my house, okay, but right at the top of my list, if I was in the United States, would be guns and ammo. Guns and ammo. We would not be in the situation that we are in now if we had a culture or if we had a gun culture here in Australia. If the Australian people had not been tricked out of their firearms, there is no way that we would be in the situation that we're in now. Okay, which is basically staring down the barrel of a genocide, which is being inflicted on us by our own supposed government, okay? Food, water, all the rest of it, and also seeds, okay? And a population of chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs, because you can eat them, and they produce food, and they're easy to look after, they're easy to feed. They eat grass. Chickens probably do need either to be let out daily to forage, or they need grain, or they need a big manure pile to scratch in. But definitely top of my list, if I was in the United States, which I'm not, and I'm not saying that I've got any of these items, guns and ammo, that's definitely right at the top of my list. Oh my gosh, It's quite strange because where we are, it's actually quite peaceful. And the reason being is because all of the blue team members have just gone away. They're all in the big towns and small towns, even some quite small towns in strategic locations now have a permanent blue team population. They've set up more or less permanent roadblocks at certain key highway points across the state, where they know that people will more or less have to go through these points in order to go somewhere. Unless you're a local and you really, really know the back roads well, you have to cross these particular points. We our government has decided that for whatever reason they want to wipe out a good portion of us. And the other thing is that I wanted to mention, okay, I've noticed something among the Christian population, okay, and it's specific to the Christian population. So if you're a Christian, you need to have your ears and your eyes open for this. Even people who have been looking for, who have been students of the Book of Revelation, okay, and who have been very public, very ardent Christians for many years, I have noticed something. that they are coming to me and they were saying, why are you against the vaccine? Why do you think the people who, you know, are protesting in Melbourne are in the right? And I say, because they don't want to get a deadly vaccine. This thing is from Satan. You've got to be kidding if you want to get it. It killed all the lab animals. And now, you know, under normal circumstances, if that happened in a laboratory experiment, if it killed all the lab animals, there's no way that it would be inflicted on the population. And the only reason why you would inflict such a thing on a population was that you wanted that population dead, just like it killed all the ferrets and killed all the rats and killed all the guinea pigs, you know. I'm seeing these people. I don't know what it is. I can't work it out. But they're saying, but you should do what the government says. And I say, no, you should not do what the government says, because the government is run by a bunch of self-avowed Satanists. They worship the devil. In their spare time, they do satanic ceremonies. Why are Christians ever required to listen to and obey Satanists, devil worshippers, Luciferians? What part of that don't you understand? These people do satanic ceremonies in their spare time. They do that. And that's probably including the blue team members as well. And if they don't do it themselves, they certainly protect these people who do. We as Christians are not required to obey or even respect devil worshippers. And that's a big mistake that people in the church are making.
And
it really makes me angry.
When George W. Jr. was at the university, he was in a secret society. And he was asked by the media, so, Mr. President, what was that secret society all about? What did y'all do there? And his response, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's darn close. Well, it wouldn't be a secret if I told you, would it? That was his response, or darn close to it. I'm paraphrasing. So, yes, these people, and if you think about it, you think about the Epstein-Stein clan, okay? You think about who he was involved with. Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Alan Dershowitz, you know, Prince Andrew, who's running for his life. These are people who do really sick, weird things. And I believe that the sickness and weirdness cost Bill Gates his wife, Melinda. I believe she said, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. You're on your own. And this is happening to these people. Their families are in shambles. Do you think the Bill Clinton family is a normal operating family? Or do you think it's dysfunctional? Do you think Jeffrey Epstein-Stein, his associates, his followers, the people he was blackmailing, allegedly, do you think that their families are normal families, or do you think they're dysfunctional? I think they're all dysfunctional. And that's what's running the country. A bunch of dysfunctional, egocentric, me first, money-grubbing individuals who are seeking pleasure at the cost of their families. That's what I think. Kathy, did you want to share with our class the story about a group of people with whom you're associated and their passion about the vaccine, or is that something you'd rather not talk about?
No, I'll share it. Well, I got a, I belong to a group at the church, and it's a woman's group, and there was an email that went out, and it said that unless you have the vaccine, you are not able to attend.
So I haven't responded yet. I'm still kind of formulating in my mind what I'm going to say. But Gwen has sort of answered my question as far as that's exactly what I wanted to say, because people are saying, oh, you got to be nice. But it's like, wait a minute here. I feel like I just want to tell the truth. And that's what I'm going to do.
Kathy, did you receive an email from me this morning?
No.
Okay, you haven't gotten it yet.
Well, if I did, sometimes it takes a while, so.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is I saw an email from you. It was before the broadcast. It was early this morning. And it related to what you just said about this church group and this woman's group and how you could not attend if you were not vaccinated.
Yeah.
And that you were formulating a response. So I wrote what my response might have been. And in my response to you, I said something like, Dr. Norm Shuley and Vincent discussed the virus being a man-made bioweapon. And they discussed that the man-made bioweapon vaccine would be a lower dosage of the man-made bioweapon that would be a serum injected directly into your bloodstream. And I'm not willing to die and take that vaccine. God has a lot more work left for me to do, which I will be doing. I wish you all well, and I will not be participating in the meeting. That was kind of, I'm paraphrasing, but that was my response.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I kind of think I go back to, I mean, what did Patrick Henry say? Give me liberty or give me death. And I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel.
By the way, the school that I taught at with our computer company that we taught entrepreneurship was named after Patrick Henry, John Randolph, and Patrick Henry, who were both natives of the area in the county where the school is.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
To say will probably frighten many people. But it needs to be said, and this, I don't think this has made the news on the radio yet. I don't believe it has. But and it's complicated, so it's going to be very difficult for me to explain, but I'm going to try. And Kathy, I think this this kind of ties in with the kinds of broadcasts that you teach here at USA Prepares, and Gwyneth as well. So there is currently a problem, a shortage with carbon dioxide. Now you know that people say that carbon dioxide is a component of global warming, and we have to reduce carbon dioxide. When you exhale, you your body converts in your lung tissue oxygen in the air to carbon dioxide. You need oxygen to live. And when you exhale, plants need to live. So we have a symbiotic relationship with plants. We need them and they need us. Okay. Right now, there is a carbon dioxide shortage. Now, what does that mean? Well, when chickens are processed, they're gassed with carbon dioxide. It kind of knocks them out so that they can be factory processed. Carbon dioxide is injected into the packaging of meat because if they just use air in the packaging of the meat would turn brown very quickly. So carbon dioxide is absolutely critical for the slaughtering of pigs and chickens. That's part of the process. So food security or food sustainability requires carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a byproduct when natural gas is burned. So natural gas is used in the manufacturing of commercial fertilizer. Natural gas prices have soared to record highs. Record highs. And there is a problem with people working in the industry to create natural gas. So you have an absence of labor. Prices are skyrocketing. the natural gas is used in the creation of commercial fertilizer, which there's record prices of fertilizer, or almost record prices, or soon to be record prices. So fertilizer will be involved in producing food, which probably we won't be using as much fertilizer. Our farm doesn't, but other farms do. So fertilizer will be in short supply. Natural gas prices are record high, or almost record highs. And carbon dioxide, which is used in the killing of animals and the preservation of meat, and shipping blood by the Red Cross using frozen carbon dioxide, right? To keep the blood and plasma products cool. It's all in short supply. And they're thinking that they've got about 3 weeks before it gets really, really, really bad in the United Kingdom. So if this is happening in the United Kingdom, do you think it could happen here? Now, you've heard of dry ice, right? That's these blocks of white, frozen carbon dioxide. It's way below zero. And it will... When it thaws, it does not leave a puddle of anything. It just evaporates into the air. So here we have carbon dioxide necessary for the killing of animals for food, the preservation of food, meats, and your favorite beverages, which may be beer injected with carbon dioxide, and soft drinks. There is no such thing as a soft drink without carbon dioxide. No such thing. And if you've ever had flat soda, you know that it's nowhere near as pleasant as soda that has been injected and still has carbon dioxide. What I'm saying is this is another little piece of us going down. Any comments, Gwyneth?
Yeah, carbon dioxide is also used in growing plants in greenhouses. They thrive on a high carbon dioxide level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to go to this plant that you mentioned last week, this facility that you mentioned last week that injects carbon dioxide into the ground. Now, I trained as an environmental scientist. The first thing that I thought when I heard about that was it clicked that this is not really a war on carbon dioxide. It's a war on the carbon cycle, and it's a war on oxygen, because carbon dioxide is carbon, a carbon atom, and two oxygen atoms. This is not about reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. It's about reducing the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere. It's about shutting down the carbon cycle, which is another tactic that they want to use to kill us all. They want to have zero CO2 in the atmosphere. It's not going to happen because plants need it. If they had zero CO2 in the atmosphere, every plant on Earth would die, and so would we.
Absolutely correct.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely correct. Kathy, last 15 seconds are yours. Any comments, Kathy? I don't know if it says it. I think we lost Kathy. Gwyneth, thank you. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next week.
God bless you. Have a good week.
You too as well.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.